T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers 10-0 after a butt-kicking 27-3 over the Jags. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the PG, joins us right now. Ray, what do you think? What's your best guess? Do you think Juju and Hayden give it a go against the Ravens?
Well, you know, Hayden tweeted after last night's game that he's good to go, so it seems like he's in a bit better shape. I mean, did you guys see Juju limping off the field on the telecast yesterday?
Yep.
I mean, that was a significant limp. So
it wasn't a toe injury. Tomlin lied about that.
I'm not sure about Juju this week. And to be honest with you guys, their practices are going to be basically walkthroughs, and we're probably not going to find out until late Thursday afternoon or maybe even Thursday afternoon.
If it was between those two and both of them looked like they would be hard-pressed to play in this game, Ray, who do you think would be the bigger loss if both were potentially not going to play, Hayden or Smith-Schuster?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're both very important to this team. I mean, Juju was so good in that last game against the Ravens, got a lot of tough yards for them. You know, Joe's very important, too. I mean, you basically go into that game with either Cameron Sutton or Justin Lane, you know, playing in his place. So if I had to pick, you know, just because right now their defense has been their catalyst over the last, I don't know, month or so, that's really the the unit that's kind of been carrying them. I would say Joe's a little bit more important, but I don't want to underestimate what Juju's meant to that offense. He's been really, really good, and if they had to play without him, I think that would be a significant loss for Ben Roethlisberger in that offense.
Hey Ray, taking both teams into account, what do you think is the biggest reason why the Steelers are 4 up on the Ravens with only 6 to go?
I think it's Ben Roethlisberger's willingness to change his game.
Okay.
Randy Feuchner talked about it last week. Ben has talked about it candidly a number of times. He's just been more careful with the football. And, you know, I know he kind of got aggressive at the end of the first half yesterday, but you just don't see those types of plays from him very often. And, you know, I would ask you guys, what's the major difference? I mean, the personnel on offense between now and 2018, other than Antonio Brown, it's pretty much the same. I mean, Chase Claypool has come in. There's been a few changes here and there. But, you know, Ben threw for 5,000 yards that season. His numbers were terrific. But for me, this version of Ben is better. I think Ben realizes that. And I don't know if Randy got through to him or Mike got through to him. I don't know where that conversation was had, but like to me, that's the difference between this team in 2018. This team is just much more better with their turnover margin, and I think that's the main reason that they remain undefeated.
How much validity would you put in a statement, Ray, that suggests that Antonio Brown specifically, as great as he was, it was an addition by subtraction thing? And I know part of that's tied to the fact that the guys they do have now are producing. If they had a bunch of tomato cans, this might be a different story. But the idea that Ben doesn't what you just said is connected to the idea that Ben maybe doesn't feel like he has to throw it in a particular guy's direction 12 to 15 times a game.
Yeah, and I know we say it all the time that chemistry in professional sports doesn't matter, but it does seem to matter with this football team. I mean, this team they say they genuinely, you know, have that vibe, and it's good for them. And by the end there, you know, there was a time where you know, the chemistry was great between Ben and AB, and that obviously went downhill, you know, somewhere 2017, 2018. You know, we've gone over that before. I'm with you, Chris. I mean, I think chemistry with this team, it matters. And I know they're winning, and I know that's the reason everyone has a smile on their face all the time. But I do think that's genuinely something that's very, you know, very positive about this football team and the way they feel about each other. So not to mention, too, that they got Deontay Johnson with that pick from the Raiders. That certainly has helped out. I mean, the way that guy's playing the last 2 weeks, if he could do that for the rest of the season, that offense could take off. They're not there yet. They're still a work in progress, but if Deontay Johnson can play the way he has, like he has the past 2 weeks, This offense is going to get much better.
Ray, who was your highest graded Steeler yesterday?
I mean, I do it by units on, you know, for
sure.
Sundays.
But if you had to pick a guy, who would stand out?
Yeah, I would say Minka or Edmonds. I mean, let's talk about Edmonds. Because he was really a whipping boy before the season started. And, you know, Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin both said, you know, he's got to take a step forward this year. And he really has. And I know he only had his first two turnovers of the season yesterday, but he's been playing pretty darn well all season. I wrote about it when I did my midseason report card. His missed tackles are down. He was better in coverage this year. Receivers weren't getting a lot of yak on him after the catch. And then, people are obviously affected by what they see in turnovers. And that second pick of his yesterday where he skied and he went up and got that, That's the reason he was a first-round pick. I know he tested well. They thought he was a freak athlete. It didn't really materialize with his play in his first 2 years, but he's been really, really solid this year. And I think what we saw on Sunday against the Jaguars is maybe what he can become. You know, it's only one game, but if he can become that, you know, the Steelers might have themselves a safety tandem for years to come.
Who would you give your worst grade to?
You know, I'd probably have to go with, they're 10-0 guys. I mean, I'd probably the offensive line. I mean, they're really, really good with their pass pro guys. I feel like we talk about it every week. I mean, that's three straight games now that they haven't allowed Ben to be sacked.
Yep.
There's just not a lot of push with that running game. And I know it's a popular topic, and I even wrote about it last week that they don't have to run to get to where they want to go. But at some point, that offensive line is going to have to move people and get things done. So, like I said, it was a good game yesterday overall, but if I had to pick one unit, I'd probably pick the offensive line just because they were a little bit disappointing.
Ray, does enough get said about what Tyson Alualu means to this defense when he's actually in there and healthy?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great tip yesterday, and a timely turnover there at the end of the first half. Really a 14-point swing. Everyone sees Minka running down the sidelines, but, you know, Tyson made that play, and he's been really good with their run defense this year. And, you know, Mike Tomlin talked about it today, you know, going into this Ravens game, you know, after they ran for 265 on him. Alualu went out early in that game, I think the first or second series. And for them to get him back in this game, and I know the Ravens are going to be a little bit shorthanded at running back, but this is still a very formidable offensive line. Gus Edwards is still a good running back, and Alualu has been so good against the run this year. If they can get into this game healthy and he can stay in there healthy, I would expect that run defense to turn around this time against the Ravens. How much, I don't know. I mean, even last year, without Ingram, I think they ran for like 223, and Gus Edwards had 123. So there's going to be problems, but having Alualu back, I think that's huge for Thursday night.
Ray, I don't think any of us could have predicted 10 touchdowns for Claypool in his first 10 games. What do you see, like, big picture for him? Like, what kind of wide receiver? He's been such a revelation in year one. But what do you see for him as far as a career trajectory for a player like this?
Number one receiver. And sometimes, you know, we get whether Juju sticks around or not. I think eventually you will see those numbers go towards Chase Claypool. Just because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger talked about it post-game yesterday. He wants to see Chase develop into a player that isn't just drawing pass interference penalties. He wants him to fight through them and to get touchdowns too. So there's still another level to his game. I mean, 10 touchdowns in his first 10 games, that's great. It's more than anyone thought he would do this year. But I think there's a lot more that he can become. I mean, we've heard the comparisons to, you know, Calvin Johnson and, you know, some of the other bigger, taller receivers that have been around the league in the last decade or so. You know, let's sort of wait to see about that. You know, I'm not going to compare him to an eventual Hall of Famer like Calvin Johnson, but to me, he's this team's number one receiver next year if he continues on this trajectory. And like I said, I just think there's more potential to tap there. And if, you know, I just got done talking about Deontay Johnson. If they can get more out of Chase Claypool too, I mean, that's the exciting part about this young receiving core. I think all these guys can continue to grow here in the coming years.
Ray, so much gets said, speaking of the passing game in general. The one, I guess, nitpicky thing is the relative absence of, like, a productive deep ball out of Ben Roethlisberger. But outside of that, in terms of that maybe, like, 0 to 20-yard area, those intermediate throws, the touchdown to Ebron being, like, kind of my prime example of a play like this, how do you evaluate the way he's performed on those intermediate type of throws this year relative to his past performance?
I think he's been really good. And, you know, one point about that touchdown, that came out of fullback personnel. So Derek Watt was in the game there. It was kind of like their big package, and they went play action there with Ben under center. We haven't seen a lot of that, but I'll give Randy Feuchner credit. You know, Randy Feuchner gets a lot of criticism, but he talked about that last week, being multiple, being versatile out of your heavy package and still being able to throw, you know, that's been key for him. And you could do that, quite honestly, because you have a quarterback who is so accurate in those in that, you know, 5 to 20-yard window that you're talking about. I mean, there were even a few yesterday where Ben was just a tad off, and it's so hard to tell, you know, is that the receiver not getting there in time? You know, who's right, who's wrong? But he was throwing that ball so well yesterday. He threw into a window where Deontay Johnson made a sprawling catch. It was just – it was a beautiful thing to watch. So he's been really good in that area. And like I said, if they could add that play-action game with Derek Watt into that, I think that's going to free up a lot of space for those receivers in that area because, they, you know, he's thrown into a lot of tight coverage as it is, really, because they don't have much of a threat of a running game. But if they could add that play action, hold those linebackers, I think he's going to have wider windows to throw into, and I think that's going to make things easier on him here in the second half of the season.
Ray Fittipaldo, read his Steelers-Jags grades in today's Post-Gazette. Thanks, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.